we are in our fourth week in our walk through the book of James. I mention this each week. This is my favorite book, and this particular passage is my favorite passage in the Bible because it really speaks to me. Because too many times, myself included, we are a people who are all talk and no action. And when I think of the phrase, all talk and no action, I certainly get certain visions in my head. Politicians certainly come to mind. We are hearing all the campaign promises, and we remember the ones from years past, and we still see no change because most of them are all talk and no action. Maybe you've seen it at work with bosses and coworkers, where there were promises and theories on how to make things better, but somehow nothing ever changes. It's all talk and no action. We see it in families and relationships. How many times have you heard, "I promise, honey, things will change. I'll never do it again." But too many times, it's all talk and no action. A lot of us are experts on diet and exercise and food choices, but many of us are all talk and no action. Many sports figures are known for their trash talking ahead of a big game, but oftentimes they can't back up their rhetoric because they're all talk and no action. And kids, they're not exempt from this. "Daddy, if you get me that puppy, I'll take care of it, I'll brush it, I'll wash it, I'll feed it, and take it out for walks." And what do parents find out? The kids were all talk and no action. Even some of our animals are not exempt from this. In our house at one time, we had a male cat named Marco, and he would strut around the house, and he would occasionally attack and bully his smaller sister cat. And I would watch him as he would hold her down and smugly look up as she lay pinned underneath him. One day, I watched him at the window to our back deck. He was getting all puffy, hissing, and looking like he wanted to pounce something. So I peer out the window to find a squirrel on the deck eating a nut and taunting him through the window, just barely 12 inches away, just looking at him. And I'm not sure this is an exact translation, but I think the squirrel was saying, "No, no, no, boo-boo, you can't get me. Ha-ha, you're stuck behind the window, and even if the window was open, you couldn't catch a mouse with one leg." And I believe the cat was saying, "Well, you dirty little squirrel, you're so lucky this glass is between us, otherwise I'd come out there and make you eat those words." So after watching this exchange of words, I walked over and threw the window open. Suddenly, the cat and the squirrel had a choice to live up to their words. But both of them froze suddenly and were very surprised to see that that safety barrier was gone. And now it was time to put up or shut up. And as it turns out, they both turned tail and ran in opposite directions. I guess both of them were all talk and no action. But sometimes, are we not like that as Christians? We open our mouths and we say some of the nicest things, but we do it from arm's length. But seldom do we ever see any action. We haven't changed much from the first century church, as we'll see in James. He writes, "Why good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." James points out that many of us say a lot of nice things. You hear about something, "Oh, I'll pray for them. Oh, God bless them." But he says many of us are nothing but words. He's basically saying, "Hey, you people are all talk and no action." And for those people that are just all talk, do they really have faith? Because he says faith without action is dead. He goes on to write, "But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds.' You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." James is saying here that many people say that they believe in God. And I'm sure that we have all heard what I call acknowledgers of God. You know, the people that say, "Yeah, I believe that there is a God, but I'm not really one of those churchy people." Or, "I believe there's a higher power, but, you know, I'm like really spiritual." Or how about the person who says, "I think there is one God, and, you know, we all really worship the same one, whether it's Buddhists or Muslims or Christians or Native Americans. We're all really praying to the same God." There are even people that go to church and believe in the Christian God, but they only know him by name because they go to church, but they're not real believers. You see, a casual belief in God or even an acknowledgement of God is not a relationship with God. James says even Satan and his demons acknowledge that there's God, but obviously they are not his followers. And for those who are only casual followers, they're often the ones who give the good lip service, but they really have no desire to serve others, to meet the needs of others, to put their faith in action. And this part from James 2:18 is my absolute favorite verse. "Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds." Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You see, we are called to be a people of action, a people of service. Remember that little song we learned as kids? If you're happy and you know it, then your life will... It's okay, you can finish it. Your life will surely show it. It's not about saying you're happy. It's about acting like you're happy, right? Your life will show it. It's the same way in our Christian life. You know, I think it's great to have bumper stickers and t-shirts and fish symbols, crosses, and other items. But do we really need them to proclaim our faith? Do we need those to tell people we are Christians? Because if you have to have a t-shirt on that says, "I'm a Christian," for people to know that you're a Christian, then you're not really living it out as a Christian, are you? I mean, if I'm wearing this, people say, "Oh, you're a pastor. You're a good Christian, right?" But if they see me acting differently or wrongly in these clothes, they're going to think differently of me, right? But the same thing is true. If you see me in plain clothes and I still don't act like the pastor putting this collar on, doesn't make me a good pastor, does it? It's my actions that make me a good or a bad pastor, whether I'm wearing this or not wearing this. If we need bumper stickers, if we need t-shirts, if we need crosses, then are we really Christians? And there's nothing wrong with those. If you have them, wear them. I have some cool shirts I love wearing. When I'm not wearing this, I like wearing my cross. I have a cross hanging from my truck. It's okay. Do those things. We want people to know. But people should see us by our faith and action, through our deeds and through our love. It's like that thank you card we got in the mail today or yesterday, whenever, but for thanking the ladies for their faith and action. There were people who needed blankets with little fidget things on them, and they provided them, their faith, their love, and action. And Jesus said this, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." That's how we tell people we're Christians. That's how we tell people we're his followers, if we love one another. And Paul writes this. He was writing to them. He says, "They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good." You see, in both of these verses, it says our actions tell people to whom our hearts belong. Paul says you can claim to be a Christian all you want, but if your actions deny him, it's awful. It's detestable. And James goes on to give us examples. He says, "You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. That's a good title to have, isn't it? You're God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. Abraham wasn't just a good guy who treated people nice. He wasn't just a person who acknowledged and worshiped God. Abraham was a man of action. He was willing to follow God. He packed up his family and he went to an unknown land where God told him to go. And along the way, he went all out, including his willingness to sacrifice his one and only son, Isaac. There's no doubt that Abraham had faith. But it was his actions through his faith that made him righteous before God. And James gives us a second example. A person who did not have a good past. A person who was not righteous in her own life. But a person who was able to demonstrate she had found true faith in God. In verse 25 he says, in the same way was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Rahab wasn't even a Jew. In fact, she lived and dwelled with their enemy. Rahab was a prostitute. Yet through her contact with the Jews, she acknowledged God. She saw his mighty works. And through her faith and action, she was considered righteous. And if God can use Rahab, God can use anyone despite their past. Rahab's faith and deeds proved that she had a love for God. And something else you may not know, but this prostitute is listed in the genealogy of David and Jesus. And up on the screen, you'll see the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, and the son of David. And it starts with Abraham and goes all the way on down to verse 5, where it says, Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Rahab, the prostitute in the line of King David and of Jesus. God can use anyone. Who or what we were before we came to know Christ doesn't matter. But as Paul tells us this, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Paul says here, when he talks about circumcision and uncircumcision, he's talking about Jews who were raised as Jews and other people who came to faith who were not Jews. So he's saying it doesn't matter if you grew up in the faith or you didn't grow up in the faith. It doesn't matter your denomination, your race, your sex, or your age. What he says is the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. And too many times we see the churches talking with words when we are called to be a people of action. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. And in James 2:26, James writes, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. If we don't express ourselves through faith, then our faith is dead. And if we become a people whose faith is dead, then our church is dead. This is the message that I've been preaching since I have been here. This is the message from God's work. This is the message and the mission of the Holy Spirit. And many of you are getting it. And many of you are living it. We saw it with the ladies in their thank you note. We see it when the people go out and serve at the blockhouse. We're going to see it when people go to the trunk or treat. We're going to see it when we have our fish fries and when we have our lunch with Santa and all the things that we do. And the things that we are doing well, let's do them even better. We need to go from some of us doing it to all of us doing it. These two phrases are important. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to be dead. I want to be alive. And some of you guys are really alive. Praise God. And some of you are coming along. And some of you are sitting back and waiting. And for what, I don't know. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the lessons that James has taught us. Lord, let us not just say the right things. Lord, let us do the right things. For there was no greater love than the love that you gave us when you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. And from the beginning of creation and through your entire word, and even today, we see many ways that you continue to express your love to us. And Lord, let us respond to your love as your faithful servants. Let us be a people of action. Let us express our faith through our deeds. And let our faith be shown through our love for one another. Lord, let us go from here and be your people. This we ask and pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.